Virtually all types of organic biomass can be produced into biochar. Three most common materials used are hardwoods, crop residue, and dry manure. Production of biochar is similar to charcoal production, which involves combustion in an oxygen-depleted environment. The three most common biochar production methods are fast and slow pyrolysis and gasification. There are advantages and disadvantages of using biochar as a soil amendment. Previous studies at Virginia Tech have shown that biochar enhances soil fertility, increases cation exchange capacity and water holding capacity, and it can also sequester carbon. Although most studies have shown increased productivity, some have shown decreased. This is mainly due to the various materials in production and methods used, and also the variability in soils. Also, if biochar is overapplied, the soluble salt concentration can, again, decrease productivity. Biochar is mostly composed of carbon, nitrogen, and ash. The two types of biochar compared here are poultry litter and hardwood. Poultry litter has much more available nutrients in hardwood. This is why we use poultry litter in this study. The objective was to evaluate germination of tall fescue in a nutrient-deficient clay soil amended with increasing biochar percentages as compared to using synthetic fertilizers applied according to soil test recommendations. With this objective, two hypotheses were developed. Foremost, biochar will initially enhance germination. However, the high soluble salt concentrations associated with biochar levels will ultimately reduce germination. Treatments consisted of the nutrient-deficient clay soil as the control, nutrient-deficient soil with synthetic fertilizer, and the nutrient-deficient soil with increasing biochar percentages. All treatments received nitrogen in the form of urea and had a total soil weight of 500 grams. Once all soil was mixed thoroughly and put into germination trays, 30 seeds were planted in each tray for ease of counting. The trays were kept in a greenhouse under an automated irrigation system. Individual germination was recorded for each day for 10 days after initial germination. After the 10 days, cumulative germination was determined at 5 and 10 days. Germination results were analyzed using the PROC GLM procedure in SAS. Soil soluble salt concentration has a positive relationship with biochar percentages. As biochar content increases, soluble salt increases. This is the major limiting factor in biochar. Increasing biochar content also increases soil minerals. The slopes of these lines reflect the amount of that mineral in the biochar. The steeper lines represent a higher concentration. Soil pH is another property that increases with biochar. Pure biochar has a pH of 9.3, and the soil pH approaches that value at the highest biochar levels. Optimum pH for a successful turf grass establishment is between 6 and 7, so pH is also a limiting factor. Cumulative germination at 5 days is represented by the blue diamonds, and germination at 10 days is represented by the red squares. These diamonds are the germination for synthetic fertilizer. The biochar percentages inside the shaded box were found not to be significantly different from synthetic fertilizer. However, as biochar increases outside the box, germination decreases. In conclusion, the effective additions of biochar into a nutrient-deficient soil was found not to exceed 4% by weight. These biochar percentages of 0.5 to 4 were found to be just as effective as using synthetic fertilizer. With these conclusions, the next step in furthering our research will be applying this experiment in a field study, finding that lower levels of biochar are most productive, incorporing a 0.5 to 1% by weight application of biochar could prove to be beneficial. Are there any questions? Yes. The question is the cost of biochar compared to synthetic fertilizer. Don't know dollars, but it'd be a lot cheaper. A lot cheaper. Not yet. It's still a lot of unanswered questions about biochar. Yes. The question is, how did our lab prepare biochar? We use poultry litter and fast pyrolysis. That we use that biochar, but we just mix it with a standard soil mixer. It takes about 5 hours. Is there any more questions? Thank you.